This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Some people think that Muslim women have no rights. The first thing to realize is that what Islam says and what Muslims do are two separate things. So you might hear about something that's going on in this part of the world or that part of the world. Muslim women aren't allowed to drive, or Muslim women aren't allowed to go to school, or they're not allowed to do this or not allowed to do that. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's what Islam says, right? So there's a difference between what Islam says and what Muslims might be doing. When it comes to Islam itself, keep in mind Islam has been around for 1400 years. And 1400 years ago, Islam gave women rights that women in Europe and Christian women could only dream about until about the last 100 years. So when it comes to being able to own property, get an education, have safeguards in the marriage process so that they're not taken advantage of, have a clear and simple process for divorce and separation, owning and inheriting property, all these sorts of things were things that Muslim women have had for 1400 years, right? People, they sometimes think about inheritance law, and maybe they've heard that Muslim women get less than Muslim men, and that's not true, right? There's the single largest fixed share of inheritance that anyone can get in Islamic law is if someone dies and they leave behind two or more daughters, they get 2/3 of the inheritance. Right, there's no other type of relationship that gets more than that. Right, so a lot of what you hear isn't true, first of all. And then there's a difference between what Islam says and what Muslims are doing, second of all. And then third of all, Islam is way ahead of the game when it comes to giving women their rights.